Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Legal Shield Millionaire Club member Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, January 30th, 2017, Moore Success Team Legal Shield Conference Call. To begin the call tonight, I want to go to the state of New Mexico and to our newest Millionaire Club member, Miss Joan Buckner. Joan, are you on the call?
I am. Thank you much.
Well, welcome to the call, Joan. I understand you have some recognition that you want to give out tonight.
Absolutely. We're very excited to have Lenora Chavez with us on our team, and she has just leveled up, her first level up, and gotten her bonus, so we're excited to have her, and she did it even when she had bronchitis, so she's off to a good start with all of her challenges, so I'll let her tell her more of her story. Lenora?
Hello. Good evening, everyone. I started Legal Shield back at the end of January of last year. I went to one of the Tuesday meetings. I was really interested once I seen the presentation of everything. And once I got involved with Legal Shield, I just started pushing, just asking all kinds of people and telling a lot of my friends and families about it. And I got my first member was from Idaho, who was a cousin, and she did the identity theft, and then I got a couple of more people after that. So I've already leveled up, and now I'm all excited to make it to the next level, and I'm already starting to inquire other members to be a part of the team.
Awesome.
Back to you, Joan.
Yeah, we're excited to have you on the team. And she started this January, just want to clarify. So just in a few weeks she did that. So, all right, I'll turn it back to you, Randy. Thanks for that, and glad to have you, Lenora.
Well, thank you, Joan, and congratulations again to Lenora for leveling up. Next, I want to go to the state of Idaho and to $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Damian Schieber, who has a great new associate success story that he wants to share. Mr. Schieber?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, I'll tell you what. You know, Joan Buckner's got her team encroaching in on my state and selling memberships in Idaho, so I thought I better come down here to Alamogordo and start recruiting up the storm. And actually, I came down and worked with Victor Saginaw, but he actually recruited a great gal on fire right now. Her name's Kim, and I just spaced her last name. Kim Thomas. Thank you. And we're actually been running appointments all day, but we sat down on Friday and showed her the membership and the opportunity. She got started. We did a game plan interview Friday night or Friday afternoon, and already we've got 7 apps in hand for processing. And so real quick, Kim, just let everyone know how you did it.
I sat down with Damian and watched what he did, set my appointment, and going from there.
You know, and then, you know, what's your goal for the month of February?
To make at least $2,000.
There you go. And I have no doubt. In fact, all the work that Victor's doing and that Kim's doing, I'm thinking about staying another week, Joan. How do you like that? Anyway, back to you, Mr. Moore.
All right, Mr. Schieber, congratulations. What a great success story. Next, I want to quickly go out to the state of Arizona and to Millionaire Club member Mr. Alex Gardner, who has some special PC recognition tonight. Mr. Gardner?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Moore. And we have Ms. Naomi Golnitz from St. Paul, Minnesota on the line. And one great thing about Naomi, if you've met her, she just brightens the day of everybody she comes in contact with. A lot of you saw her at the team retreat. And she didn't actually fast start qualifying when she got started, but didn't let that stop her from staying consistent and finding a way to get in Performance Club. And she just actually got her first check earlier this month for she's BMW check qualified, so she's opted for the cash so far, but I wanted to bring her on. And Naomi, and by the way, she hasn't let anything stop her. She had a lot of pain in her knee, which she ended up having a total knee replacement during this first 12 months of Performance Club, many, many weeks of rehab after that. She was, had the ice and elevate her leg, but still made Performance Club every month. So we're very proud of her. And Naomi, I just wanted to bring you on if your phone's unmuted, and any words that you have as far as what it means to be BMW check qualified and what this business means to you.
Well, thank you, Alex. I'm honored to be asked to share tonight. Yes, I did have I was so motivated last April with the Moore retreat. I just could not wait to get going. It was exciting and at the convention. But, yes, I did have a total knee replacement that was not expected. Had to attach through my quads. Not a good thing. And I was very devastated. But Alex and Linda and my friend Mike Bakken here from Minnesota kept saying set small goals that I could reach while I was laid up. So Performance Club met that guideline. I had a set of drivers weekly to take me to physical therapy, and that was a great time while they were stuck with me in the car to share Legal Shield, and my goal was to share and then have them bring their spouse to my house and sign them up, and that kept me going. Mr. Merck called in to check with me, too, and my dear husband was a great support. You know, there was a few Mondays back, there was a Frank, and his last name, I think, starts with A, and he was on the phone call Monday nights and said he talked about mindset and building your skill set and getting assets, and I copied that down, and that just seems what I need to do, and by the grace of God, that's my plan. I mean, Performance Club was the beginning of that journey.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And a key, I would say, to her success, she's committed. She gets on this call every Monday night. She's been to both team events in the little over a year that she's been an associate and going to her second conference here coming up in March. So, Mr. Moore, back to you.
Thank you.
All right, Alex, congratulations to you. And, of course, Naomi, we really are excited about you and your achievement. We just got a lot of great excitement going on with the team right now. But now to introduce tonight's special guest speaker, I'm going to go to Ada, Oklahoma. He is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a Platinum 5 Executive Director, $500,000 ring earner, the Executive Vice President of Legal Shield, and the leader of our Moore Success Team now for over 32 years, and that is my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Yes, Randy, thank you. And I want to congratulate everyone. I'm telling you, that is super good news when you hear all that. And I've been at it a long time, but every time I hear something like that, Randy, it seems like you put just a little bit zip and a little bit more pep in my step. So thank you, each one. Now then, Randy, tonight, this couple I'm going to introduce is some of the most outstanding, dedicated, loyal people I have ever met. I like to say that up front. It's Ray and Linda Reels. They started the journey back in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Now they live in Arizona. Linda was a medical record assistant, Randy, and Ray was a government employee. Ray worked for the IRS. Don't hold that against him, folks. He changed to the National Guard full-time. That's supposed to be a joke, Ray. In 2000, Ray retired at age 41, took on Legal Shield as a lifetime career. He retired Linda 2.5 years later. I think it's a wonderful thing. And Ray and Linda has reached the gold executive record. They're six-figure ringers. They've marked over 5,000 memberships. They've been inducted to the Millionaire Hall of Fame. And they serve their community. These are God-fearing, serving people by volunteering with Big Brothers and Big Sisters. And Linda Linda's for a crisis pregnancy called Hands of Hope. So, ladies and gentlemen, they've been married for 25 years. Great start. This is the kind of people you want on your team. This is the kind of people that I like to call my friends, Ray and Linda Reels.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. So a pleasure of this call tonight. I just want to thank the Moore Success team for having us on this call. We're so blessed to call them our family because without Legal Shield, we would have not met them, and they're so godly family. So I just want to thank you again for having us on the call. Again, my background, like Mr. Moore said, was in the medical field, and what I love about Legal Shield, it has given me the opportunity to spend a lot of time with my husband, and we work really good together. People tell me, are you crazy? But no, we do really work together, and it's awesome to know that you have a person that you can work with. One of the things that I love about Legal Shield is also that I always wanted to be able to volunteer in different organizations, and Legal Shield has given me that opportunity. And I know a lot of you that are building Legal Shield, you have a motive, you have a goal, and you have your why you're building Legal Shield. Life always changes. So
our why changes sometimes, but it's important to know where you're going towards when you're building your Legal Shield business. So I'm very excited about what's happening with us. A lot of you don't know, but my first language is Spanish. And through the journey with Legal Shield, I have learned my English, and I think I'm doing pretty good with it so far. But I always get corrected by my husband, but it's a good thing. He's teaching me. He's training me in many ways. So I'm excited about this journey. We also have created a great group here in Tucson, Arizona. We have a team still in Albuquerque. We have a team in Texas and a couple of states around the United States. So, and also in New Mexico, we have a team growing up there too as well. In Tucson, we have made the decision to grow a little bit more over here because our team is growing here as well. And lately we've been getting together with our team, doing private business reception for the whole team once a week. And it's been growing every week. And we have Mr. Bynum here from Oklahoma. And he's excited and he's ready to get going as well. And this private business reception has created a really strong culture with our Legal Shield family here in the Arizona area. And I'm excited. We have most of them, well, all of them signed up to go to the conference this year. And we also encourage each other how we're going to get there, and we decided we're going to get there all together in the same plane, going from Phoenix to Dallas, and we'll be all there encouraging each other. But I want to go ahead and introduce one of our stars, our rising stars with our team. His name is Rafael Medina. A lot of you met him in the More Success Team Conference, and he's very excited, and I want him to share his story, how he went, what it took him to go to the conference last year, and what has he learned and has created in his Legal Shield business. Mr. Medina, are you on?
Hello, Rafael Medina. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
All right. Hello, I'm Rafael Medina. I just want to share a little bit what is so important to go to the conference in Oklahoma. Last year, I was told by Mr. Rios, my mentor, and Linda Rios, to go just to that conference, what is happening every March. And I remember at the time that I didn't have enough vacation, so I told him, you know what, I won't be able to go. And Mr. Rios just looked at me and said, you know what, just go and buy those tickets, and just go and buy those airplane tickets. And I remember I went to the website, and it was last minute. I paid $600 for those tickets. And for me, $600 was a lot of money, but Mr. Rios told me that's 6 memberships that you can protect people. And for me, at the beginning, I was like, you know, this is too much money. But then after I paid for it, I went to the conference, and I told myself that was the best investment I ever had in my life. I met these wonderful people. I met Brian Carradas. I met a lot of awesome people that I wanted to meet, and I just want to know and let you know right now that you need to go to this conference and ask for permission, do whatever it takes, and doesn't matter how expensive it is, or stay with people in hotels or something, but whatever you do, go to that conference because it would change your life. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Rafael Medina. You know, good evening, everyone. This is Ray Rios. Let me tell you, excitement is so important. You know, as we build our teams and we've been asked to share a bit of information, what we do to continue to build our teams, the key to it is excitement. I mean, if you're still alive, if you're still breathing, if you see, look at yourself in the mirror, you see yourself that, hey, you have a winner there, you got to get out of your house. You got to go out and meet people. You got to be on the phone. You got to be texting. You got to be on the move, because if it doesn't happen, it's not going to happen just by choice. I mean, sorry, by just coincidence. It's going to happen because you're going to make it happen. But let me tell you, you know, excitement is important. But I want to read something to you. I want to read something to you that I read every morning. I read every evening. And it's all about a habit, right? And I read this every morning. I said, I am building my own financial empire using the only vehicle that enables me to do so, Legal Shield, of course. I know by focusing my heart, my energy, my passion, my action on recruiting people every day, I am building my dream, and I am financially independent and debt-free. I am a leader of people. My work is my ministry. I am changing thousands of lives. There's no other place where I can have fun, help others, and get rich while I'm doing so. I am at the top recruiter at my company. People are dying to be in my team, and they want me to show them how to succeed. I get people to see the recruiting presentation every day. When others reject me, they do not reject me. They simply do not understand, and for that, I do not blame them. I remain strong, and I resolve to help every person to realize that they need to be part of this crusade. Every person I meet will one day be soon in my team. I am a champion. I am a warrior for freedom, and an expert recruiter, a winning coach, a caring teammate, and a fierce leader. I am because I am, and today I will find my next me. That is the attitude that we all should have as we continue to build our businesses and recruit into the more successful team. We are growing. Linda and I are so grateful and so thankful to be part of this team. They will continue to honor it, to be loyal to it, and keep growing because, after all, my name is Ray Rios, and we're just getting started. Mr. Moore, back to you, sir.
Well, Ray, I have you down for a few more minutes. What else would you and Linda like to share with the team tonight?
You know, Mr. Moore, one of the things that Linda and I continuously do, and I want to share this to the team, look, you have to make a commitment. You got to get some business cards. You got to go out there and practice the 3-foot rule. You know, if you don't talk to your neighbors, if you don't talk to your friends, if you don't talk to your families, guess what? Somebody else will. You know, do we all fail every so often in this? Of course we do. We get busy. We get distracted like everybody else does. But we have to re-energize. We have to refocus and bring it to attention. Because if we don't, guess what? We'll lose. So I would encourage every one of you, if you don't have enough business cards, buy yourself another box of cards. You know, use paraphernalia. I mean, shirts that says Legal Shield. You know, share information with people. Go to your current members and ask them for referrals. Go to the companies you worked for in the past. If you haven't enrolled them as a group yet, go back and talk to them because somebody else is going to walk in, they're going to do a presentation, and they're going to open those groups that should be yours. One of the things I tell you is attend this conference. Look, I made a mistake many years ago of not attending the very first conference, and that was a big mistake. My sponsor always told me that that mistake I made of not attending the first conference cost me over $300,000 in lost income. And not only in the lost income per se, but also lost a lot of his figure in your income. So don't make that mistake. This conference coming up in March, you have to, by all means, lock it in. Look, the day is not over yet, right? We're still on the call. We're still making texts and Facebook messages. Tomorrow's the 31st. Tomorrow's the last day of the month. You still can do a lot tomorrow. But one of the most important things that you have to do, if you haven't yet, is you need to go to your back office, to your associate portal, and register for the Level Up Conference. Make the commitment. You heard our team member, Mr. Rafael Medina, said he made a sacrifice. But what was the sacrifice? Having to go back and protect 6 people to pay for the ticket. That's all it takes. So make sure not only you get the conference ticket, make sure you make a commitment and you get your team members to do the same thing. Hey, all that can happen is success. And if you want success, it's here to be gotten. Mr. Moore?
Well, Ray, I know it's nearly convention time, and during the convention, we've actually got a More Success Team breakout session on Sunday the 12th, the day after the convention. How important would you say it was for everyone to get registered and attend that event?
Well, you know, Ms. Warren, and that is a good point. Thank you so much for the reminder. You know, we were at the More Success breakout this past couple of weeks ago, and one of the things we did is we bought tickets. We bought tickets because we're planning on bringing more people with us to this event. But it's important. You know, the conference is essential. The More Success Team breakout is super essential. So let me tell you what you need to do. Number one, go tomorrow or tonight to your back office and get the tickets, get registered for the Level Up. Then go to the More Success Team website, moresuccessteam.com, and register for the breakout, which is going to be on a Sunday. Let me tell you, you have to make plans to do this, and you're going to say, there is where we recognize the people that are committed. There is where we recognize the family of the More Success Team, which they do so much for us. It is our responsibility to continue to be part of this team. I encourage you, if you haven't yet registered for the More Success Team breakout, go to the www.moresuccessteam.com, register for the breakout, and make that commitment, because we're looking forward to see every one of you over there.
Okay, Ray, if we got just a few more minutes, if you don't mind, I think I'm going to go to some of our team leadership, and they may have a question or comment for you. Would that be okay?
More than happy, sir. More than happy.
All right, let's start right there in the state of Arizona and to Millionaire Club member, Miss Linda Bowden. Linda, are you on?
Hi, Rios. So nice to hear from both of you. And, you know, I was just re-remembering that Linda, I think when she started, didn't speak any English at all, did she? Linda, did you speak
correct,
any English?
Correct, correct.
I remember mm-hmm. that. I remember thinking, wow. Talk a little bit about how you guys as a couple really overcame that barrier to build such a great business, because I know I was amazed by it. I mean, most of us that speak English as our first language haven't even mastered English ourselves, never mind somebody trying to do it as a second language. So how did you guys do that?
Sure, sure. You know, Linda, thank you so much and appreciate you and Alex so much. You know, one of the things that we did at the very beginning, number one, we understood that speaking two languages is important in this country, but speaking English is very important. So what we did is we split business cards. We have business cards in Linda's name. We have business cards in my name. So I gave her some of mine. She gave me some of hers. And by really immersing into the language was very key. But because she was able to learn it pretty fast, she was coachable, she never rejected it. She was able to work with the Spanish market, and I worked with the English market. But I always encourage her to learn one more thing. And I'll tell you, something very basic, right? Looking at Sesame Street on TV, that helps us with English, right? Or some of those programs. It's so funny because we know that working as a couple is important, but the most important thing was encouraging each other. And she was able to not overcome it because, remember, you know, Puerto Ricans, we're born in the island or we're born in the States, but Linda and I, we both grew up in the island. The language in Puerto Rico, it is Spanish, but the educational system is in English. So the academic English, it was in her brain. All she needed was to practice. And Legal Shield gave us the opportunity to be in front of people where she was able to practice.
Well, thank you for sharing that because I remember that. I remember thinking that was so cool that you guys did that. And I believe that because she was so fluent, obviously, in Spanish, that you guys were able to really champion the Hispanic market. And probably still do
yes.
today.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Linda. Appreciate that. Staying right there in the state of Arizona, let's go back to Millionaire Club member Mr. Alex Gardner. Alex, have you got a question or comment for Ray tonight?
Yes. Thank you so much. And Ray, thank you for your service to this country. And I just had a thought and a question. You know, with your background in the military, I was just wondering how that has maybe helped you in this business, or maybe somebody else that's been in the military or something they could learn from your time in the service.
Sure, sure thing, Alex. Thank you so much. We appreciate you also. You know, one of the things that I've come across throughout the years is the people in the military, number one, they already have leadership skills. Number two, they have a desire to succeed and to help people. And number three, at a certain point, they're going to have to finish their military career and go on to life like everybody else does. And sometimes they don't plan for it. And we come in as Legal Shield family, we can come in and give them an opportunity if we present it properly. One of the things that many times I hear from military people is that, oh, I already have something in the military to protect me. So those of you that don't have military background, that is called the JAG's office, Judge Advocate's Office, right? Well, that is a military sector, which is specifically for military things. But when you're in the military, we're disciplined enough that we don't want to get in trouble. We avoid to get in trouble, and we stay away from things that get us in trouble. So therefore, we never experience that military justice system. But we have the perceived notion that they're there for us. So when you talk to military people, first and foremost, acknowledge what they do, appreciate their service to the country, but tell them flat out, look, I understand you have a military system within or a legal system within the military, but let me tell you what we do. Don't knock down the military justice system. Just tell them what we do, all the benefits we have, because most importantly, when a military person deploys overseas and leaves their families and their properties back in the United States, guess what? The military JAG office cannot do, by the way, that's JAG as J-A-G, JAG office cannot do much for them or the family members. Here in the Tucson, Arizona market, we have a military base and a couple of reserve bases, and we're always having this conversation with people. Look, it is great to have something within the military, but their families need a real access to the legal system, and only Legal Shield provides it to them.
Awesome. Thank you so much, and great seeing you guys at the team event, even on the plane on the way there.
I know. Thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
Thank you very much, Alex. Next, let's go out to $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Damian Cheever. Damian, I forgot what state you were in now.
I'm in New Mexico right now, but hopefully heading home soon. But we'll see. Ray, appreciate you and Linda so much and everything you do. Let me ask you a question, because obviously, you know, when I listen to you, I hear things now that I didn't hear when I was an executive director or when I was a director, or, you know, you hear things because of learned knowledge, activity knowledge. But as I listen to you talk tonight, I hear how you're leading your new people. And I was hoping that you would talk about, not to the newest people, but to the people who are managers or senior managers who are starting to build teams, directors who are working with new people, about what they should be doing to lead their new people to get them started right.
Thank you, Damien. You know, and Lyndon, I appreciate you as well, the example you can find in the field. Let me tell you, rule number one is do what Damien does, right? Here you are, you're from Idaho, living in Idaho, but you are in New Mexico helping, supporting your team. So that's rule number one, right? You support your team. Jim Rohn says if you're helping the people get what they want, you're going to get what they want. Well, will everybody be willing to work? No, but you work with the willing. So lead by example. That's what I would always say. Lead by example, because your team, trust me, even though they may or may not be active, they're watching the activity to see what happens. And if you're the example, if you're making it happen, if you're going to the meetings, if you're doing the PBRs, if you're out there doing the three-way calls, they're going to see what you're doing. They're going to say, you know, hey, I can do that too.
Awesome. I appreciate that. Thank you so much, Ray.
Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for setting the pace for your team and everybody else.
Thank you, Mr. Schieber. Next, let's go to the state of Oklahoma and to Millionaire Club member and ring earner, Mr. David Peterman. David, are you on the call?
Yes, sir, Mr. Moore. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
Well, Ray and Linda, thank you, you know, first of all, for your leadership and the role models that you've been and working together as a couple and doing what you guys have done. I know you've written over, you know, 5,000 memberships and things. We appreciate your friendship as well and just the testimony you are before so many people. My question, I guess, would be, Ray, if you and Linda have worked and done a lot of, you know, employee benefit stuff and sold thousands of memberships, and I know you're concentrating more now on team in doing that, but if you had someone on your team, and I understand we've kind of talked before about that wheel of fortune, if you will, wheel of opportunity, and it's there, if you have a new person that maybe, how do you encourage them to start, and maybe if they want to do, if their thoughts are toward doing maybe some small business and small group type things, how do you encourage them to look at what's there but yet build a team so they can have that leverage? What's your encouragement to them to be able to start and what focus?
Sure, Mr. Peterman. And first and foremost, thank you. Thank you for what you do. And I must acknowledge to the call nationwide, Mr. Peterman was the guest speaker in our team call this past Sunday, did a fabulous job and put some fire in our team members' belly that I tell you, it's exciting what's happening. You know, I can tell you that, you know, what I tell the team members when they come on board, I like to assess where they're at. I like to have conversations, ask questions, where they feel most comfortable. You know, the so-called wheel of opportunity, legal shield, which nowadays, as I speak with people, I call them divisions, right? I call them, there's an employee benefit division and small business, which we call B2B. There's a commercial driver's legal division. There's an identity theft. There's a recruiting. And there's an opportunity for everybody based on what their skill level is or their desire. But as they start seeing themselves going into a particular market, let's say they were prospecting somebody that's within the HR environment and they like that environment, they're probably going to go into the B2B arena, but they may also like some of the other areas. So as we're doing the assessment, we find out what they like, and then once they start feeling comfortable in what they're doing, then they can choose, look, I want to stay within recruiting, or I want to stay within the HR. But I always encourage them, try all the divisions of Legal Shield, because in every one of the decisions, money can be made, number one, but most importantly, there's people to be helped in every sector of Legal Shield.
Absolutely. Good advice. I appreciate that, Mr. Rios. Thank you, and Linda both.
Thank you.
Well,
you're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Peterman. Ray, you and Linda are two of our most favorite people on the entire team. You've been with our team now, what, 17, 18 years? How long has it been?
We've been literally 19 years in the team, even though we didn't start building it till 16 years ago.
19 years. Well, congratulations. I know the best is yet to come for you guys. I've seen you cross stage many times, getting top recruiter awards and top membership awards throughout the years, and you've always been willing to step up and help out any time we've asked. I just want to tell you in front of the entire team how much we appreciate you and Linda, and how we appreciate your leadership in all areas of our business.
We thank you. We thank you both. We thank you, the entire Moore family, entire Moore team, and Linda and I are indebted for life, and we love you guys. God bless you, and thank you for the opportunity to share with the team.
Well, we look forward to seeing you guys in just a short time in Oklahoma City at the convention, of course, at the breakout session. And with that, I'm going to turn the call back over to Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Randy, what a great call. What great people. It reminded me, Randy, that I ran a recruiting in Tulsa, Oklahoma back in 86. Had a lot of good people up there. And I told them this, I'm looking for fat people. And immediately their ears perked up. But I said, let's look for someone that's going to be faithful to the meetings, faithful to the Super Saturdays. Let's look for somebody that's available for us to help them. But most of all, let's look for someone that's trainable. Because any one of those three ingredients are missing, from personal experience, I found it's very difficult to make people. Always be there for them. But if any one of those ingredients is not there, you better recruit somebody else and move on and be available when or if they change their mind. And remember about your older people. Don't forget them, but remember, like they often say, it's easier to give birth than it is to raise the dead. Thank you, folks. You're such a great, wonderful team. Charlie and I love you, the whole Moores, Randy, Jeremy, myself, wise. We love you guys. Let's just keep being family. I'd say just keep being family, keep serving God, keep taking family, serving God, and then let's put Legal Shield third. I talked to Shirley Stonecipher a Sunday at length, and, you know, Harlan's gone, but she's looking for us to keep the dream alive, and I know you as I will do that. God bless you, and good night.
Good night, everyone.